Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring back one of my favorite people on the planet, Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. She's one of my heroes. She's one of the great Americans of our time. She's pound for pound, does more for small business than anybody on the planet. To support, promote, advocate for, and get things done for you and me, and she's our good friend. And she's more than an original founding member. She's one of two remaining from 1997. She was only six when we found her. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We've already had your 17th anniversary. How about that?
Yes. And Jim, it's so glad that, you've been out there for all these years doing everything for small business, because we certainly need you. It's very interesting times. It's tough times.
These are interesting times. And one of the things I wanted you to report to us about, Karen, is something that I've been talking about now. I've been covering this. It was one of the very first things I covered was the way direct expensing was covered in the tax code for small businesses, allowing small business owners to accelerate depreciation. So if you bought something for $5,000, you didn't have to depreciate over 5 years. You could expense it all in 1 year under provisions of Section 179 of the tax code. Well, the Congress has been playing around with that for a long time, and it's been good news and bad news, hasn't it?
It has been. I mean, the good news is up until the last minute, Congress, with the path to provide more liberal or expanded expensing small businesses.
Right.
They've done it. But
it went from $15,000 to $500,000 over the last 20 years.
Actually, it's $25,000, which has been for a very, very long time. But during the Bush years, that was expanded to $500,000. But only on a temporary basis. But
right.
For the past 10 years, it's been extended and extended and extended. Sometimes for 2 years, but now the Congress has been addressing it at the last minute and only extending it for another year, but only really making it retroactive to the previous year.
Right.
So, which means that really business owners, many of them, can't plan ahead and can't fully leverage the benefit of that full $500,000.
For example, in 2014, they didn't approve it until December.
Yeah.
For 2014.
That's exactly.
I mean, without any sense of shame, Karen, they did that.
And we were giving, we were talking to our members in the spring, and actually in the early spring and up to the summer, they were asking us, what is Congress going to do with this? And I said, well, I think in the end, they will end up extending it, but, you couldn't really count on it. And you did. Many of my small business members told me, look, we're not going to make this big investment, without having the certainty that that's going to be extended. It has a wide impact on what business
right.
owners are doing in terms
right.
of investments. And in order to stay competitive, small businesses need to invest.
We need some certainty about the tax code.
Yeah, Section 179 is one of those tools. So the good news is last week on February 13th, with a bipartisan vote of 272 to 142, the House did pass the America Small Business Tax Relief Act, which makes expanded expensing permanent. No more this temporary and extending.
And it's permanent at what, $25,000?
Currently it's permanent at $25,000. It would make it permanent at
$500,000. Oh!
Yes. So
all right.
So that passed the House. But, it still has to go to the Senate. We're not quite sure the timing there. Moreover, President Obama has threatened to veto it because he said it's not paid for. That is,
holy
mackerel. That weren't offset.
Like turning small business owners loose wouldn't pay for it four times over.
Oh, exactly. And the one thing that we need more than anything in this country is more business investment.
And he wonders why small business owners, he pulls low with small business owners.
Yeah, exactly. But again, Jim, if we're going to get back to robust levels of economic growth and job creation, and we need to have businesses investing, small businesses investing. And if you talk to any small business owner who's been around for a while, they will tell you how important this Section 179
is. It's huge.
It is.
And the amount's not as big a deal. It's just having it fixed and to be permanent. Although the matter is a big deal. So, folks, the House has passed it. The Senate needs to pass it. Put pressure. Call your senators, especially your Democrat senators. Tell them to vote for this. This is a big deal. I promise you. 22, right back with Karen Kerrigan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.